Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode, where are we at? 141. Yay! I have no show notes, so this is awesome. Today is Saturday, November the 3rd. I can't even remember.
141.
Yeah, that's it, 2018. I am your host, Lita. Hi. And this one, right next to me, like right next to me that I can actually poke him, is Stone. Hey, Stone. How are you?
I'm good. I feel I need to watch what I say.
Because I can smack him, which is awesome. But anyway, Yeah, it's been a big week.
It's so true.
Oh, it is. But welcome, chat room.
Hi.
Not only that, we actually have some very special. We have some. We have recorded in front of. Exactly.
That's why I can't look at y'all. Yeah. I gotta look down.
I'm so used to just looking at a computer screen that it's like a bit surreal. So we have got people here who have joined us, and thank you guys for joining us. This is going to be really, really good. We're not going to do this ever again. We'll see. Anyway, we've had fun.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. We've done that.
Okay.
News and stuff.
Well, have you been playing WoW?
No, because I've been in Anaheim.
We were actually going to go play Classic, on the floor, and then...
Yeah.
Nope.
Too many people,
and yep. It smelled.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then we had to get back. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
I needed a corn dog.
Yeah. So I got my corn dog, which was really good.
So many things.
Shut up. But no, it was good. So we've had a fun day. We've had a fun time. So
yes.
But news.
Okay, we're gonna get over the giggles. I may actually take you up on that.
I'm gonna get it if you want.
Hey man, rum is good.
Anyway.
He's trying to say he wants it without saying
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Was he like a special wink or something
like
that?
Yeah.
Right.
He's taking his ear.
Be like.
Carol Burnett.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So what stuff do we need to talk about?
Okay. Well, just overall, stuff. Because we're doing it live, it's an open mic. So it's you're going to hear everybody. So I don't. Yeah. It's not going to sound the same. Mm. The actual episode will go... will get released
whenever
Tuesday or back. Wednesday when I get back, so it'll be weird. So it won't be like a normal time. And that's just how it is. If you do hear some buzzing, it's probably because I'm using my phone and I have the phone on vibrate, which maybe is going to do it live and don't turn off the Wi-Fi.
It's going to say, did you get it?
Why is it not muting? There we go.
Yeah, it's muted.
There we go. Yay.
Okay.
Yes. So, Classic?
Classic, yes.
Okay, so we're going to go in order of the news that got delivered to us. So Classic, apparently you need a sub, which is good. It's not like a... I heard that. It's not a...
I need more coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
So go get more coffee. It's like right there.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. So you need a sub, which means it's... you're probably going to need to download a different client, but if it means that you have a sub, it means that you're not going to have to pay extra, which is good. So, overall, I think it still looks good that we will add it to our site to do an Iron Classic and probably Bloodthirsty Classic, no Pacifist, because no XP from professions, but... I could see Bloodthirsty, but that's going to be fun times. Lots of boars being killed. We still don't know about the API as well, which is once we know, then we can say yes or no, right?
Yeah.
So And Warcraft 3 Reforged. The only reason why this is a thing for us to talk about is that there's a wagon mount that kills things around it.
Critters.
Yeah. Critters. So mm-hmm. there's a certain challenge you're not supposed to kill things for.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe don't ride that one around
mm-hmm.
when you're playing, because they will count. Yeah. And apparently, we found out at the podcast at Warcraft 3, if you have a virtual ticket, you get Warcraft 3 free. And I was like, I don't remember them saying that.
Mm.
I looked up pricing, and it was $40 for the normal one, and then $60 for like some special one. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be paying that. But if you got the virtual ticket, like, go buy it now. It's cheaper. Anyways, if you buy it, you'll get all the other stuff too, so it might be cheaper for you overall.
Maybe.
Okay. Do you want to take the next one then?
Okay, so
I don't have to do all the talking.
I was just chilling. Having a coffee. Okay, so the next one was about flying is coming in 8.2, which I think we were pretty aware of that anyway, but it is coming. Flying, once it comes in, of course, will be allowed for all Thanks. Challenges because it's account-wide. But yeah, as to, because it's all achievement-based or rep-based, so don't forget if you're specifically wanting that for your challenge tunes, you'll be, like, grinding through all of that that's needed. Like, it's a fairly substantial list of things that you need to be able to complete before you get Pathfinder Part 1 and then Pathfinder Part 2, which will, once that hits in at 8.2. So that's exciting. I like to fly. Flying school.
So for all the characters that don't have it, or the people that don't play their mains, get cracking.
If you want it. If you don't want it,
I can just imagine doing Battle for Azeroth stuff with being able to fly. I might not have died. It's possible.
What a shooter coulda.
Wow. Thanks. Next.
Anyway, next. Okay.
Horrible.
I know. All right. So Heritage Armor was for... Oh, that's right. Because I was like Heritage Armor. So there is Heritage Armor that's coming as well. More of that. Again, you cannot use that for an iron. But anything that's green for transmogging, of course, will be fine, which is your bloods and your greens. So... if you've earned all of, or any of the Heritage Armor, which looks very exciting. What did they have? Dwarfs and...
I'm going to point this out to you.
I can't read that. That's like a little...
For solo bloodthirsty, you can wear transmog.
Solo.
Not for teams, because
yes.
those are not green gear. It's
yes.
not a lot. Get cracking, Layla. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah,
want
to do that one?
Okay.
Sure.
I can't read it. Zandalari Trolls and Cold Turin Humans allowed.
Yeah, so when the new races come in, they'll be allowed.
Okay.
Nothing big, not a big deal. So, I mean, I think we already know that,
Could
but they just
races.
Talked about it, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, so this was in particular...
This was from the Q&A.
Yeah. There was a question that was asked to Ian Hazzikosis, and he had said that they were looking at specifically Ignore Pain will be coming off the global cooldown for Warriors. So, Warriors...
Can they be good again?
Bloodthirsty.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting. There's going to be more. There was a whole question doing with global cooldowns, and Ian goes into it. Most of it's up for me, but when he mentioned, you know, Ignore Pain, I'm like,
yes. Well, they were saying stuff like the movement stuff. So if you get knocked back, you can do the charge, and it's not on your global cooldown.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Action waves. Oh, hello. It's like. So some of the Twitch emotes don't come through, so it just goes all in caps. And I read it, because that's what I do.
Nice.
So don't write anything bad on the papers. So I'm going to take the last one. The other thing I was like, they mentioned that there's an account-wide flight path unlocking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's a toy. It looks like it's going to be how you can buy the account-wide flying and then send it to your alts with gold. That will be allowed because we do allow account-wide stuff. So get cracking on your mains. Get cracking, Layla.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm saying Layla in the chat, not you.
Not
mispronouncing your name.
I know.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's pretty much like the news.
This feels so weird because you're like right here and not in here.
And this is where everyone really sees
and
weird.
It's like, man, there's been a couple of things you said that I gotta not say anything for because I'm gonna get in trouble. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Exactly. Sorry, not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Not sorry. No, exactly right. The other thing that, just quickly going back to Classic, that I thought was interesting that they were saying in the Q&A was that anything done through Classic is not tying into your main. Classic is completely separate. So don't go into Classic thinking you're going to earn all this stuff through Classic, which will trigger over to your normal WoW account.
Yep.
Okay. So I thought that was interesting, which will
the new zones, though, too, because the new Naz Shatar zone is probably going to be 120 only, or you shouldn't go in there unless you're 120. I don't think there's going to be unlocking, as far as we know, like war campaign, right? I don't know if anybody knows, like, just throwing it out at the people here, too, because I have no idea, so...
Madsen told me not to share, so...
Okay.
Breaking my heart, man. So I think generally the rule will be if you can access it, then you can go, right? Mm. Because we did say that we're not going to allow you to equip the heart and all that, so that kind of blocked off a lot of quests.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to affect the new stuff in 8.2. But if you can access it, great. If not, sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. Yeah. So.
They said the 8.2 is going to be up on PT.
Well, like 8.1 is coming out.
Yeah.
But the new raid won't be coming. Okay, so this is like non-iron stuff, but like the new raid's coming out in the new year, right?
Mm.
And so 8.2 or 8.15 should be on PTR pretty quickly. So I would assume 8.15 is going to be sometime in the new year. I don't think that will unlock the raids. So that's going to come out after raids are unlocked.
Yeah.
So we've got quite some time.
Yeah.
I would say 8.2 and flying would be like April, May, to just depends, right? Because it's that 78-day thing that they've been kind of going with.
Mm.
So
we'll see.
Yes.
But anyway, it's been interesting.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
So he's actually in the room.
Yes. Yeah. So and physically waving to us as well.
And he's physically waving.
Like, hi, Epic. Check the stream.
Hi.
But check, like, look up, because we're also waving to you in real life.
Hello, Governor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's...
Okay.
The news sorted?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
State of the Challengers.
Yay! State of the Challengers time! Okay. Who's going to... Everyone's really excited to help us out, guys.
This is the last time we're going to do this. Good Lord.
Okay, all right. Does anybody want to give it a go?
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Palmer.
Oh.
Mr. Terwinkle himself.
Come on. Yeah, come on up.
Let's start with...
Yep.
Come and have a sit next to me.
Yay!
Okay. So, we've got a special guest. This is Terwinkle, everybody. Say hi.
Hi.
All right. Can you do the irons for me, please?
Okay.
Can you read his writing?
That's half the battle. That's it. Okay. At number 10... You don't have to help me with this.
Buckshot loin.
Buckshot loin.
48.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. At number 9 is Iron Agogo. Yeah, that got that one. That's pretty good. But level 50. We got Geekster?
Geekster. Yep.
I think you should have put your glasses back on. F54. Tebagriz.
Tebagriz.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. At level 56.
Nice.
Coming in at number 7. Number 6, Zeandra.
Yep.
Oh, no.
No.
No, she...
Oh, that'd be Zion. Yeah. I'm assuming that's Zion. I'm so sorry.
She died at 57.
Yeah. No good.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. At number 5, Iron Luna at 58. Oh, good lord. Number 4, Pingu Don't Die at 59.
Good name.
Pingu.
Pingu.
Is that a penguin?
Yeah.
You don't know Pingu? Pingu the penguin?
Yeah.
Oh, Pingu.
Nice.
Pingu. Is that what penguins?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Number 3 is Feriske.
Yeah.
At 63. Man, that's pretty good.
That's good.
And number 2 is Jangler.
Mm-hmm.
At 64. And then finally, number 1, holy smokes, Ferona?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. 115.
Well done.
Holy smokes. That is awesome. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Well done,
everybody. And sorry to hear about that would be Zaya's. So.
Yeah, gosh.
But still, looks like busy week for people. So, well done.
Well done indeed.
And nice.
I would be in the fetal position if I died at 57.
Yeah, it's not...
For a week.
Yeah, it's never a nice thing
to... At least you didn't die jumping off a zeppelin.
Don't jump.
Don't jump, John. You have to say it loud. Killing an entire Iron Team.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That's right. Not just one, but there was 3 of you turtle in the team, wasn't it?
Sorry, not sorry. Wow. Really?
I love it. Nice. Hang on, has she said anything? No, I'm waiting for it.
I'll run now.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Either Epic or Carrie.
Epic.
Oh, Epic. Man.
He has no end.
All of a sudden, he's shy. I'm horrible at reading names.
Oh, that's my expertise there.
I was going to say, I'll do bloods then.
No, I want you to do...
Okay, all right. You do bloods.
All right. Okay, going to do bloods. Number 10 is Blood Thief, 51. 5 Rush is 55. 5 Told You So, 56. So White Dragon, 58. Tree Wisp, 63. Green Dragon, 67. I wonder who the dragons are. Soul Shot, 79. Soul Shield, 102. Too Thirsty, 115. That... guy is doing it without greens.
Yes, that's right.
He's also an iron as well. Sold My Soul is 119.
Nice.
So Nisa's close with a demon hunter.
Well done.
Did they sell their soul to get to 119?
You'll have to ask Nisi for that.
She's doing challenges. It's kind of a bit like that. Okay, pass it this.
Pass the gauntlet.
All right. So for this week, pacifist, we've got Joyful Vegan at 61, Peaceful at 63, Matt Passy at 63, Mon Spritcher at 73, Herminator at 77, and someone
I just
want
to say
didn't give me a translation. I remember.
I actually wrote it down in Cyrillic. This might show up reverse, but whatever. But yeah, I didn't translate.
Terminator, because I remember that now. I'll never forget it. Hit 77. Ferrokessa hit 79. Silent Herbert hit 80. Gentle Soul. Nisi's been busy this week.
She has.
I wonder why.
She's been away.
Yeah. So it hit 83. 5 Prime 5's been busy this week too. Go 5. Hit 94. And Huey Hamster hit 116. Wow. Yay, Huey Hamster's still going. That's awesome.
Okay.
Nice.
Anyone?
Well done.
Tins.
Greens. Your turn.
Almost done. No.
Okay.
Bueller.
Oh. How many is it?
I have tins, I have 8. And for greens, I got 10. And then there's like 5 tiers.
Okay. No one else wants
to. Yeah.
Come on, do the tins. All right. Introducing Mrs. Stone. Oh, Carrie. Hello, welcome. All right.
It's
so now we're doing tins.
Okay. So we have TMC Demo
mm-hmm.
at 12. 10 Girl Jody at 13. Myung Kim at 18. Feritas at 18. Feritale at 97. Zayabo,
yep.
115. Trickster at 116. And Ironster at 117.
Nice. Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Well done, teams. Oh, not teams. Tins.
No,
there was
greens.
A big jump.
Oh,
there was a big jump from 18 to the 97.
Yes.
So, well done. Okay, greens. Anybody?
Grim.
Takers.
Grim.
Grim's
going to do it.
Oh, wow. Come on, Grim.
Yay. Yay.
Okay. Okay, introducing special guest, Grim's here. Yay.
Yay.
All right, can you read the greens, please?
Not that first one.
Green cash.
Green cash.
Yeah, go with that.
It's 22. Octonigurp. Is that? Wow.
I don't know.
yep.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
That's
23.
Yeah.
Man, I got the
big. Bite a croc.
27. I'm guessing Gretchen.
Yeah.
30. Krusty, 33, 9, 42, 11, 56. Did you win your lotto?
Nice.
Green Machine, 63. Ferroverde,
yep.
64. And Maldios, 74.
Nice. Thank you, Green.
Very good.
Awesome. Some good ones. Well done. Okay.
You wrap it up.
I'm wrapping it up. Okay, so we've got Iron Teams for the last one. We've got top three for Iron Teams. We've got Who Knows at 35. Team Poverty's Revenge hit 38. Well done, guys. And Shots and Shields at hit level 40. So well done on that. And the Blood Teams, wow, look. That's different.
Yeah.
Wonder who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
5 Finger Death Taco. They hit 37 this week. And then we've got Combo Taco 5. Again, don't know who they are.
Wonder who that is.
Yeah, they hit level 40.
Nice.
So, yay!
They're good.
Congratulations, everyone. Commiserations on everyone we lost this week.
One person.
So, yeah. Oh, except one on the registers.
Yeah, well,
probably lost
this poor person.
Yeah,
Zaya's character.
Zaya, yeah.
Sorry, Zaya. Sorry, Zaya.
Yes.
So sorry.
Okay. So other than that, we're back to a normal show next week.
Okay. I'm gonna be awkward and I'm gonna say that this is my last show because I'm gonna do an Overwatch show with my dad. Jeff Kaplan, just me and him. It's just going to be me like this here. And I'm going to remove her, put in a picture of Dad.
Wow.
Jeff
and
Kaplan.
It's just me and him.
Yep.
I approve.
Yes, I've got approval.
Or you could get a sock puppet done. Or put his face on a stick. And we could just hand...
Nisi, you should make sock puppets of Dad.
There we go.
You could sell those. I guarantee you people will buy them. Does anybody want to say anything while we're here about BlizzCon? Any experiences that they want to share?
Do everyone
just
have
just throwing
a good
it
time?
Out there? Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot to say.
Come. Come.
Come. You may have the floor.
You can sit right there, sir. Nope. It has been amazing to spend time with Lita. She's been amazing. And Boz and Ed Grimm. Mary, Mom. Son's wife, Epic. Everybody here has been just fantastic. And that's what BlizzCon's about.
Yeah.
You know, all the, you know, the updates and all that stuff is great. Mm. You can watch it at home. But being able to be here at BlizzCon and get to hang out with Lita.
I know.
You know, it's what makes
it. We had a couple of hugs.
It's so what makes it, yes. Just a couple.
Which was good.
But, you know, that's what makes it. And, you know, I've had a blast. You guys had a great meet and greet. The line, you know, everybody else at the other tables were like, why is no one coming to our table? They're all at the, you know, the Wild Challenges table. And I was shuttling drinks back and forth. You know, I was, yes, Mr. You're Stone. Yes, Mr. Stone. Right away, sir. So it's been a blast. And yes. If I would have won that was a $1.6 billion Mega Millions, yeah. I would have brought you all. You know, nice. I did have someone's drunk guy
even
say.
Even Zorts?
Oh, yeah, Zorts. Wow. I would have brought Zorts.
See, Zorts? He's not such a bad guy.
Well, I did set him up with that massage at that one place. Had an appointment for him and everything. So
okay.
It was amazing. Like $30 for a foot massage, but $40 if you want the whole body. So I went the whole $40 for you, Zorts. So, the whole hog. I did have someone say I look like George Lucas. He was drunk, but so it's like, yeah, if I had his money, it'd be great. That'd be great. But nice. No, BlizzCon was just absolutely wonderful, and mm-hmm. and because of these guys and the Wild Challenges crew, just really made it for me. So
we had fun.
Yeah,
we had lots of fun, yeah. which has been
good. That's what it's
about. Mm. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else want to come and say a few words? Because if not, I am. Okay, I'll say a few words.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
All right. someone go sit there with her.
I'll sit.
Pull up a chair. Come and have a seat, boss. Come chat with me. Have you got your coffee? Have you got your coffee? Hey! All right. So yes, it has been a very amazing experience. I'm very blessed to have been able to come all the way over here. We should hear Emily the koala from over the top there. It's been a fantastic experience. Seeing the con itself and participating in various things has been a lot of fun, but like Tarika said, she's still there. The fact is that I've got to see so many people hug them, which is an amazing thing. So thank you for all my hugs, guys. I really appreciate it. To connect on such a level that, you know, just because I'm half a world away from you all doesn't mean it. Times like this, it really shows it doesn't mean anything other than we have this massive connection that I don't know if you get that in other places. So what we've got is very special. Gaming, World of Warcraft within itself has brought us to, taken us so many places. Like, really, you know, who would have thought 14 years ago start playing a game on a PC? And here I am, you know, hanging out with someone, with the best group of people. And we have the best group of people in the chat room. So thank you guys for coming to hang out for a bit. Finally got my own coffee. Thank you to Mrs. Terwinkle. I'm just going to publicly say this. Because she's a doll, she went and got me my own plunger. Because, yeah, guys, sorry, not sorry, but your coffee's crap.
You know what?
I tried.
I didn't hear about it all week.
I really tried. I had many different ones to try and find something, and in the end I've just resorted to Leader's blend. So but thank you to Mrs. Terwinkle greatly, because she is a doll. Other than that, it has been a blast, and I have to say to everyone here, there, at home, everywhere around, thank you guys for giving, just being there, just having some friendship in whatever form that it is, and we really appreciate that. I truly do. So thank you. I'm not going to start crying. Probably will if I keep talking. But thank you very much. Other than that, Stone, did you want to say anything? You could just... No. Boss, do you want to say something?
It's just been really surreal this weekend. I've cried several times, for sure. Opening ceremony gets you.
Yep.
You know, some of the panels were really powerful.
Yeah.
And I mean, I pretty much spent my whole time up at the Dark Moon Fair. Because those panels are just amazing. I know everyone's like, "Ooh, what's gonna happen next? What's the da-da-da?" But I love the music. I love the art. I love the animation.
Yep.
I love all like how it gets broken down and to see how it all gets done. So yeah, I've been up there like all the whole time, and I don't want to go home. I'm ready to stay. But
well, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Bye, little boss puppet. Nice.
Hey, puppy.
Anyone else? All right. Kiaman.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I can't say anything else that what Lita has said, so on it, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, I use this to recharge, so I don't know what's going to happen next year when I can't go, because, oh, my God. Right, there's just no recharging gonna happen, so it's gonna be really tough. So around this time, if I get cranky as heck, here's a preemptive sorry. So sorry. And I didn't mean it. There
we go. We've got it on record live. Alright, well, other than that.
Okay.
I suppose will I do the outro?
How about we get the real outro?
You know it? Have we got it? Anyway, check out wowchallenges.com for any information. And, of course, check out Stone and I on Twitter and the usual places. So, if in doubt, just, like, go to wowchallenges.com.
Well, where can they find you?
Here, drinking coffee. Okay, on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW. And of course, don't forget other shows that we do. Behind the Avatar, as well as...
Jesus.
Challenges, well, we're already doing that. And of course, Adventures in Azeroth. Stone, where can we reach you?
Yes. Because I got to do it in front of a crowd, make everybody super awkward. You can find me, because you know what I'm going to say. So you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your single stone. Because people that have only one deserve a little bit of love, too. Yep. Yep. That's why I'll never be pro. So how about Twitter? Like unlock the person that has my account, and give me my real name, and not have me use that silly name. But no.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.